And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 15th of April, 2017, usually known as Tax Day, but actually this year you have a few more days because today is Saturday, and Monday the 17th is a holiday, Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C., so you're not due until the 18th. It's the birthday of Bessie Smith, born in Chattanooga, 1898. A little kid, she sang and danced on the street corners for coins. She was discovered by the blues singer Ma Rainey, who took her on the road with her. And a decade later, 1923, Bessie Smith's first recording, Downhearted Blues, sold more than 2 million copies in the first year alone. She recorded 150 songs with Louis Armstrong, Fletcher Henderson, Benny Goodman, and many others. It's the birthday of Leonardo da Vinci, born in Tuscany, 1452. Just had very basic training as a child, just basic reading and writing and math. But, of course, he became a great painter. He painted the Mona Lisa, the Last Supper. He was a sculptor. He was an inventor. He was a scientist. His notebooks contain sketch plans for flying machines, solar power, and armored vehicles. He was curious about anatomy, geology, engineering, and physics. It's the birthday of the journalist and food writer Waverly Root, born in Providence, 1903. He was a foreign correspondent for 30 years, and then he turned to food writing. His best-known book was The Food of France. It has never gone out of print since it came out in 1958. Waverly Root, who said, "Before I left America for France in 1927, you were looked down upon if you ate garlic, and when I returned, you were looked down upon if you didn't." It's the birthday of the novelist Henry James, New York City, 1843, who wrote Daisy Miller, Portrait of a Lady, many other novels. He was raised well off, spent a good deal of his childhood abroad, London, Paris, Geneva, went off to law school as his parents wished him to, but when he graduated, he moved abroad and met Robert Browning and Charles Dickens, Alfred Lord Tennyson, and decided to be a writer, wrote steadily for more than 50 years. Also a prolific letter writer, wrote more than 10,000 letters during his lifetime, many of which he burned when he was suffering from depression. After he died, scholars took a close look at his letters and discovered that Henry James was gay, which his family had tried to keep a secret for many years. Henry James, who said, "We work in the dark, we do what we can, we give what we have. Our doubt is our passion, and our passion is our task. The rest is the madness of art." Here's a poem for today by Rosie King. "Some nights you're blessed. Among trees, people you've never seen mingle warmth from hand to hand and melt until they are beams of light woven into a rope that tugs you in, where a man whose eyes sparkle into yours lifts his young girl. This is my daughter. She puts her face close to yours. You say, 'Hello, beauty.' She smiles, 'Hello, love.' The light of day, the splash of water on your face, daffodils burning in their blue and white vase, the calendar open to two J's on a branch. It's spring, the first day." "Some Nights You're Blessed," a poem by Rosie King from Time and Peonies, published by Hummingbird Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Each morning, you turn to the Writer's Almanac for insight and sustenance to get through the day. Help sustain this precious program with your support. Make your gift to keep great writing coming to you. Visit writersalmanac.org/donate.